Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_COM on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show. Hi, my name is Crown Riri.
She's always surprised when it comes on. Like, did you not know I was going to hit record?
I know. I was like, look at your finger when you did it. I was like, oh. Is that how we record?
Nope. That's how we do it.
Hello out there to all my crown ones. My name is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, and I have my good friend, Mr. Al Pete here.
Chicka chill.
My accountability podcast partner.
Yup.
Making sure I get things done so I won't be like, friend, I was supposed to. I was trying. No, I'm here. So thank you, friend, for joining me.
Yep. What's up to my crown ones? What's happening?
Yes, kings and queens.
Yeah.
Shout out to the kings out there. I know.
Even though a damn future album is out. The wrong damn time.
When is there a right time for a future album?
When nobody paying attention?
No, people are paying attention to. Oh, that's not.
He got two albums out, and this is like Jesus Christ.
He does? Yeah. Am I behind?
Yeah, it's like two albums. Hold on.
This is a bar. I'm in the past. Okay. Of a future album.
Man, let me see. Yeah. But nevertheless.
Sure. So while Mr. LP looks that up, this is part two of the unsolicited advice. This is taking unsolicited advice. So yeah, in part one, I just wanted to get that away about giving. That way you can just try to recognize where you are. Some people have to have a crown moment to realize that they give unsolicited advice. Some people have a crown moment taking unsolicited advice. That's me. I'm like, I didn't ask you. Or as I was writing, I put WTF, which means who the F asked you. But yeah, see how I did that?
Yeah. It's not what. Who?
Who?
Who? All right.
I'm going to tweet that. Yes, when we're like talking and telling people things. I remember when I first got like one of my cars, I was celebrating it. And one of my family members came to me. He was like, hey, be careful. This car isn't like the best car. And I was like, I ain't ask you.
What?
Yeah, he was like, you know, something else about like him getting arrested with he had a car like that and he got arrested. I got the car, it's mine. It belongs to me. Like,
oh my God, that's definitely unsolicited. Like,
right. I didn't ask you. WTF, who asked you? So yeah, but sometimes like we have to take it because it's a family, a friend, strangers. Co-workers would give you a salute. I didn't ask for the advice, but you know what they say. Sometimes co-workers think they're managers.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to me. That should say it all.
You have no authority.
At all whatsoever. No. Like, we're doing this. We're taking calls together. That's it.
Crazy.
Well, I think you should, but we're in the same spot. So yes. So how do we take unsolicited advice to make it comfortable for us, that we're not shutting down and that we don't put that person that gave us the unsolicited advice on the do not call list or block them forever because you feel like you can't talk to them anymore because they keep giving you their opinion that you didn't even ask for.
You like, so, I ain't calling this guy again or another person. Yeah.
My very small list because I'm like, I didn't even ask your opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened with me like going to school, and I tell you like what I want to go to school for. Opinions everywhere. It's like, no, this is what I'm going to school for. I'm telling you, I wasn't asking. Yeah. This is like everyday stuff that we go through.
Wow.
Yeah. So the first thing you want to do when you're giving us the advice, let's just say, for example, it's about a relationship, and somebody who has been divorced 3 times is giving you advice. Yeah. Kevin Samuels is the same. Sir.
It's 3 for him?
Yes, he's been divorced like 3 times
already. Damn.
Exactly, but you know so much about black women. How, sir? I mean, I guess you would from experience of the 3, but...
Right.
But still, nobody asked you to
say anything about us.
Wow.
Whatsoever. But when you have that situation, take a deep breath and count to 10 and just allow yourself to fill the room and just say, okay, I didn't ask for their advice. It's fine. Within those breaths, you know, just that moment of silence.
Right.
Now, sometimes it just, you just listening to them and just moving on to the next conversation. If you're like me and have like a little petty side, ask them questions about their life. tell them everything brand new for you.
Right.
But yes, take a breath. It's okay. They're like, are you still there on the phone? Yes, I'm still here. Again, put them on mute.
Yeah, yeah.
Put them on speakerphone, put them on mute, put the phone down, walk around. things I've done.
right.
Can you need to go outside? I'll be back. So yes, take a deep breath when you just feel like someone is literally pushing their opinion onto you. It doesn't feel like that. It's like, I didn't ask for this.
Right.
Another thing you can do, change the subject of the conversation by asking questions about them. Turning it back around in that person, asking them how they are doing, asking them what's going on in their lives. That way it takes the conversation spotlight off of you. And if you would like, again, a petty moment, give them a solicit advice about their life. Do that. But
that's a good tactic, though. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, because I do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you do that anyway?
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, but I didn't think about... I didn't think about it in that manner.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm talking with somebody
mm-hmm.
and they're just easing their way in and try to find stuff out.
Yeah.
As soon as they mention something about them
mm-hmm.
or, like, if they, like, mention the dog or something like that.
Yes.
I immediately go into that.
Yeah. Especially like, animals.
Yeah. I just be like, oh, I hear a dog back there. What's the dog? What?
Right.
What's the dog's name? And then, you know, and then it goes from there and it changes it. So, and nine times out of 10, people will totally forget about what they were doing to you.
They definitely will.
Yeah, for
sure. And people love conversation about themselves. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you go on the floor, yeah, that's a good tactic.
Yeah. Like and my friend would know because he talks business stuff all the time. So I'm sure people put their opinions on what you do. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
I'm sure.
The time.
I'm very sure.
All the time.
Yeah. And our creative podcasters out there, I'm sure you tell people that you're a podcaster, the unexperienced to give you their whole entire opinion, the unexperienced. But what you should do is, but you don't even have a podcast. You don't even have a record app on your phone.
But what you should do is,
what?
Do you even listen to podcasts?
And let's start there.
Right.
Yeah. And that is a way to ask the question about them. Do you listen to podcasts?
Right.
What's your favorite?
And then they'd be like, I listen to Breakfast Club. And then you'd be like,
that's not a podcast. Even though
it's not a podcast.
You can go for and explain to them what a podcast is, so then they understand that they don't have the correct opinion for your creative content. Last thing, which is my favorite, thank them in advance. Do what you want to do anyway.
Right.
Appreciate the advice. Appreciate the comments. Yeah. And I also wrote here that, guess what? You don't have to keep them updated on what you do.
Right.
Yeah, just be like, no, it worked out. It's fine. I got it.
Yeah, people be fishing for that stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
They be fishing very hard.
Like I was saying in part one, I think it's like the whole, like, if I give you this advice and it works, I mean that I saved your life.
Right. But if it didn't, that's on you.
Right. Something you did wrong.
Right, absolutely.
Some instructions.
You did not listen to what I said.
Right, to the T.
Jesus Christ.
Like, yeah, I told you to adopt that eye. You did not. That is not my fault.
Right. It's not on me.
So, yes. So, just to go over it again, I actually went to minimalismmadesimple.com. They had 11 more. Well, they had 11 altogether how to handle unsolicited advice. I just picked those three, which 11 is a lot, but.
No.
It comes in all forms and fashions.
Right.
So again, take a deep breath. Take a breather. Like if you have to put the phone on mute, if you have to just be like, you know what, can you hold? Customer service tactic. Do you mind holding?
And for the most part, if you have them on for a long time, they'll hang up.
Yes.
Yeah.
My auntie, if you put on hold too long, she's like, my name ain't Roseanne. And then she just hang up. I don't know what one have to do with the other, but it's hilarious. But yeah, they'll hang up. And then when you call back, change the subject. I had to go get the mail. Second thing, change the subject of the conversation by asking questions about them. That way you're just reflecting on them and then you don't have to hear their advice. If they come back around and talk about you, just be like, oh, okay, I got it. Anywho, how are you?
Yeah.
I've done a lot when I was like in a relationship and people kept like asking me like the big marriage question. And I was like, I don't need your opinion on that. I'm good. Yeah, never ask the men. It always be the women.
It always be the women.
Silly. Yeah, silly, silly. That's some sort of advice. I don't need it.
That's a heavy topic that people that fits into this unsolicited advice
stuff. It is. Yeah. Or when I'm having children. And ask.
So you can give me the names that I need to be naming them?
Yeah, pretty much. But I was thinking, it's my whole entire body.
About that,
right? How you and your kids doing? Change the subject. Kids, I have dogs. I mean, like, yeah. So, what we're gonna have a deep conversation about why men don't get asked these questions.
I mean, because you know, society-wise, men don't think about that stuff.
Yeah, I learned it in my marriage and family class. A lot of stuff was like really put on women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot.
And the last thing is thank them for their advice and do your thing, king and queen. Mm-hmm. And again, you don't have to update them on what's going on. Just say it worked out if you don't want to explain to them that I did not take your advice.
Right. Be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm so good.
Yeah. Actually, everything is good. Like,
I'm
for
glad
me.
It worked out for you.
Yeah.
You like, I ain't even take your advice.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your advice could have got me fired.
Right. Completely messed up.
Completely. Now I'm broke and trying to get you to cash out me $25 right. from your advice.
Nope.
So yeah, I just wanted to speak about those things. This, again, it's part two of Nonsense Advice. A wonderful quote will go here.
Have you ever been in a process, or when you in the process of trying to create something, have you ever had people always try and give their advice? They always try and force their advice in on you. You know what you need to be doing? You really need to be doing this. You really need to be doing that. This is how you can deal with the people that really want to input their advice. They want to throw their advice at you and try and force it. This is how you deal with them. This is what I learned on how to deal with them. Is you have to evaluate if this person is worthy of giving you advice in the first place. Is this person worthy of giving you advice in the first place, or are they just talking? But sometimes people just be talking, and sometimes people do know what they're talking about.
And from there, I mentioned it on part one, but again on part two, one of my favorite shows, Pretty Hard Cases, speaks about absolute advice between coworkers. You know, when your coworker become your best friend, it's kind of like,
yeah,
I don't want to hear everything that you got to say for the next 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That should be getting on my nerve.
It's like, there has to be a line.
Right.
Yes.
It was definitely like that for me at when I was at Blue.
Yes. See, me and my coworker best friend at Blue, we were like, we knew like our boundaries, so it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, when my manager was like, I'm gonna sit you next to her, and I think you'll be okay, is what he told me. And me and her became great friends.
Gotcha.
So. I was like, is that a warning? Like, what am I?
Well, that's a good manager because he apparently knows, you know, how you move and stuff. So that's a good thing for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we never really gave us unsolicited advice. But yeah, that could be like, ugh, I gotta listen to your advice at lunch. We're not coming in the morning.
Right.
I'm exhausted. So yes, please check out Pretty Hard Cases on Amazon Season 1 and Season 2. And I have already Googled Season 3's. They haven't renewed it yet, but I'm sure they will. Yeah. And they actually retweeted me on Twitter. So.
Okay.
That was nice.
Very dope. Very
so,
dope.
And my friend, again, wants you to check out Woke, which I do too, on Hulu.
Yeah, please check it out. It's a good show that was, you recommended that.
Yeah, I did.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, please watch that. Yes. It's very interesting. I think I want to just talk about it when I finish the season. So
yay!
But yeah.
What's his name? Lamar Morrison.
Yeah,
he's hilarious to me.
Yeah,
but like he's just like himself.
Who is he? Who is he related to?
I don't know. I don't think he's related to anybody.
It seems like he's related to somebody.
Well, I think on one episode they call him like Aloe Black.
Sheesh.
Because he looked
kind of
like him.
Wow. It's kind of.
Yeah, well, the show is about racism, so.
Right.
But yeah, so please check out Woke and also Pretty Hard Cases. This is not a commercial. We're not getting paid for this.
Right.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're going to claim it.
Yes. So thank you so much, all of my Crownless out there. Again, thank you so much for pressing play. I appreciate it. Please check out Crownless.com, Crownless_CLM on Instagram, and Crownless on Facebook. Thank you again for just pressing play and listening to me, Crown Riri, and my good friend, podcast host, accountability partner, and performer, Mr. Al Pete.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you guys again, and don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.
Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Pete. Please visit MrAlPete.com and MPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Pete's podcast and other cool adults in the MPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownLess.com. Please follow Crownless_CLM on Instagram and Crownless Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.